All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing syncopated strumming, and the tune is Hallelujah. And the tempo is 72 beats per minute, which is relatively fast. So first I'm going to play you what it's going to sound like, what you're going to sound like by the end of this little lesson, and then we'll break it down and get you there, okay? So I'm going to go on the chart for Hallelujah. I'm going to start right on the verse where it says, I've heard there was a secret chord. So line 2, bar 2 is where I'm going to start. It sounds like this. Right, like that. That's how it's going to sound. Okay, now how to get you there. So if you look on the strumming summary sheet that I made with all the different weird-looking symbols on there, for those of you who read music, you'll have an easier time deciphering those symbols, and for those of you who don't, it's no problem, I'll walk you through it. As you know, when you have 6 beats in a bar, it's the same thing as having 2 sets of 3 beats in a bar, right? Whether you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or whether you count 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, the overall effect is the same. So I've written the first 5 strums, like strums 1A through 5A on the sheet, they're all in 3-4 time because it's easier to talk about and teach conceptually than 6-8 is. And the sound, the overall sound is the same. I've even put a mute in my guitar to mute the strings a little bit so that you can more clearly hear the attacks that were... Attack means when you strike the strings. It doesn't mean, you know, you're playing heavy metal necessarily. It's just the opposite of a rest. So strum 1A is a strum that hopefully you're very familiar with. In 3/4 time, your basic strum is 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3. Okay, now I mentioned the tempo of Hallelujah is 72, but for the purposes of our going through these, I'm going to do it at 55, which seems to be a much more comfortable range for, you know, many students. So... because this is 6-8, the original song is in 6-8. So when I say the tempo is 55, I mean that the strong beats, which are on beats 1 and 4, come out to 55. I'll explain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. So if we were playing... I'm not going to sing for you, but... you know, if that were our tempo, again, slow down from 72 to 55, in order to play 6-8... at that tempo, you would do 2 rounds of strum 1A. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, 5, and 6. And, but we're not going to count like that. We're going to count 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and 1. So hopefully this should be easy for you. And join me while you're listening. Obviously, I wrote the direction of the hand for 1A in the little, you know, guide that I wrote. Is down, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up, down, down. Okay? So 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2. So hopefully that's no problem. Alright, if it is, you need to slow it down even more than 55 and practice it and then bring it back up to 55 before you resume listening. Strum 2A. Now, alright, let me just explain. The overall goal, like if you were to not do anything more than take strum 1A back up to 72 beats per minute, it's going to be a bit much for your hand, and it's going to be a little overpowering for the song itself. Listen to it. You know, even with the mute in, it doesn't sound relaxed like the song Hallelujah does. So in order to achieve that, we're going to eliminate a lot of the attacks per bar. If you think about it right now, our strum 1A has... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 attacks. In other words, it has an attack on beat 1, beat 2, the end of 2, beat 3, and the end of 3. That's a total of 5. In 3/4 time, if you're doing eighth notes, the total possible attacks is 6, like 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3, and that's a total of 6. So we got 5 out of 6. No wonder it's not going to sound relaxed, if you see what I mean. You're doing 5 out of 6 possible attacks per every bar of 3. So in order to make the song sound relaxed and give the hand a break so you can get up to tempo, we're going to gradually remove attacks until we're down to just two, which is strums 4A and 5A. So follow this, all right? We just did strum 1A, and now we're doing strum number 2A. We left out the beat 2 attack. So it's the exact same as 1A, except without the 2. It sounds like this. 1 and 3 and 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 1. Now, you got to remember, there's a silent down on beat 2, which you're not playing, but you got to move your hand. You can't stop your hand. You can't go down, up, down, up, down while your hand stops after beat 1. That's a big mistake that people make. Let me repeat that. You cannot go 1, stop your hand, and then go and 3 and on the way back up from your strum number 1. You have to do a silent. So that, in other words, the mechanics of strum 2A are exactly the same as strum 1A. You're simply not hitting the strings on the way down where beat 2 is, where beat 2 would be. It's, again, 1A is like this. 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and down, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up. And then 2A is down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And there's a silent 2 in there. Down, silent, up, down, up, down, down. I can't say it all. Like, I'll say the numbers. 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and 1. And when you hear me whisper the 2, that's my hand is going down silently. All right, and then 3A, we take away the end of 2, and you're left with 1, 3, and 1, 3, and 1, 3, and 1, all right? So down, down, up, down, down, up, down, and again, there's a silent down in between 1 and 3, which falls on beat 2. Now that strum is sparse enough that you probably could get it to 72 and it'll sound fine. Just to demonstrate. If you were playing the song, it would be. But it's a little awkward. It doesn't service the song that much and it's not that easy. So we're going to continue stripping away. Strum 3A had 3 attacks. We're going to continue stripping away with strum 4A, which only has 2 attacks, on the 1 and 3. All right, so 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1. Notice that they're both downs. So down, 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 down. This is strum 4A. Down, 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 down. The count would be 1, 3, 1. Right. Now that strum would be easy to do at 72. Except it's a little monotonous. That strum would be easy to do at 72, but it's a little monotonous. So we're going to do some other variations. On strum 5A, I took out almost everything except the end of 3. Frankly, I'm not sure if this is very realistic. When we get to 72, you'll see maybe it's not that useful, but it would sound like this. 1 and 3. I'm sorry. 1 and 1 and 1 and 1 and 1 2 3 and 1 2 3 and 1 2 3 and 1. You have to do 2 silent downs. 1 2 3 and 1 2 3 and 1 2 3. So down, 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 down. Like, and so if you're at 72. Right. Let me get into it. And now here it is. Ready? Yeah, so that's pretty awkward. So we're gonna skip that one in our actual implementing practice when we put these all together. When you go to 6A, this is much more realistic. It's 1 and 3, 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 1. So when you speed that up to 72, it's much, much easier. Like, okay, so the most realistic ones that I use Well, let me get to that in a minute. Before I get to the most realistic ones I use, let's do the 6/8 strums, which are the B category, 1B through 6B on the sheet, right? These sound the exact same way as the A series, but they're obviously written in 6/8. So comparing 1A with 1B, 1A is 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3. 1B is 1, 2, and 3, and 4, 5, and 6, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4, 5, and 6. And so the mechanics don't change, the sound doesn't change, but the counting does. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, 5, and 6, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4, 5, and 6. And so again, just to reiterate, when I say Hallelujah is at 72 BPM, it means the dotted quarter note is at 72, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you're putting the click on 1 and 4 out of the 6, if that makes any sense. All right, comparing 2A with 2B, 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and, or 1, 2, and 3, and 4, 5, and 6, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4, 5, and 6, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4, 5, and 6. And, okay, comparing 3A with 3B, 1, 3, and 1, 3, and 1, 3, and 1, or 1, 3, and 4, 6, and 1, 3, and 4, 6, and 1, okay? 4A with 4B, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, with 1, 3, 4, 6, 1, 3, 4, 6, 1. Comparing 5A with 5B, 1, and 1, and 1, and 1, with 1, and 4, and 1, and 4, and 6. I'm sorry, not 6, 1 and 4. So 1 and 4 and 1 and 4 and 1 like that. And then comparing 6A with 6B, 1 and 1, 3. All right, so hang on. 1 and 3, 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 4 and 6, 1 and 3, 4 and 6 like that. All right, so if you prefer to count in 6, you can use the B series, and if you prefer to count in 3, you can just use the A series. But again, for the purposes of teaching, I'm just going to refer to it in 3 for now. The most common ones that I would use at 72 beats per minute, because that's an important component. If I strum it at 55, I'm going to strum it a little differently. If I bring it to 72, I think the most common ones I use are like 2A, 4A, and 6A. So 2A... But really, I mix and match. So here's 4A. Like, none of them sound that great on their own, but it's when you mix and match that it really starts to sound good. Here's 6A. Alright, and I even use 1A sometimes. Not so much 3A or 5A. But you need to experiment at 55, if that's where you are, doing one strum back to back with the other. But first I'm going to demonstrate it at 72. So here's 2A and 4A. All right. All right, how about 4A and 2A? Just reverse the order. I like that one. All right, now let's do 4A and 6A. 1, 3, 1. Okay, and here's reversing the order, 6A and 4A. All right, which ones do I really like? I like it when it's just free form. After you digest these, I don't want to be prescriptive and write out, you know, all these different possibilities. Once you get the mechanics and you can get them up to 72, each one by itself, then you should be able to just freeform it. But I will demonstrate back at 55 certain specific combinations to try. Here's 2A and 6A. It would sound like... I mean, so it's down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, 6A. I'm sorry, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, down. You can go nuts with this stuff, but again, once you put them all together separately, you'll be able to combine them. So this, that was 2A plus 6A. How about 4A plus all three of them? It'll go 4A, 2A, and 6A. And then let's add 1A to make it an even 4 cycle. Alright, so I don't expect you to follow this. Just listen to it. It's going to go 4A, 2A, 6A, 1A. You could follow along with your eyes, I guess. 3, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Alright, so that was two, you know, two cycles through each one. One more time, that's 2A, I'm sorry, 4A, 2A, 6A, and 1A. And then let's just put that up to 72 just to see what happens. Again, I'm just doing the C and A minor chords just so you could hear the 6/8 strumming. Let's put that up at 72 and see if it holds up. Again, I'm doing 4, 2, 6, and then 1. Really do it in real life, I don't pay attention. I'll just go. What it sounds like without the mute, because it still sounds a little dry without it. Good luck, have fun.